welcome everyone here this evening. We're delighted that you're here with us. I'm looking forward to hearing what the school has to share. So we're going to turn the time over to Mr. Mike. He's going to lead us in a congregational song, and then the school will take it from there. So sit back and enjoy the program.
Good evening, everyone. Thanks for coming out tonight. For congregational song, you can turn to 14 in the hymns of the church. Number 14.
So let all things now be. Thank you.
the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding.
Thank you.
sea, between here and sunset, you'll take care of me. And you'll hold back the sun if the need should arise. If the mountain's too steep, he'll just lower the sky. He'll exalt every valley when they're too rough and steep. And between here and sunset, God will take care of me. Just the way you are.
In a land far away, and yet much like your own, there was a village, and in that village lived five orphans. They were a lonely family of fatherless children. One day, the king learned of their misfortune and decided to adopt them. He announced that he would be their father and would come for them soon. The children were excited to learn that they had a father and that their father was the king.
The villagers were excited as well. They told the children,
"You need to impress the king. Only those with great gifts will be allowed to live in the king's castle."
You see, the villagers didn't know the king. They thought he'd be a stern man who would want everything to be perfect. And so the children started making gifts for the king. The first said,
"I'll make a wonderful work of art for the king. He will be impressed by the beauty of the tiny figures of people and animals that I'll carve."
"And I have decided to present the king with a painting that will capture the beauty of the heavens, a painting worthy to hang in his castle."
"I choose music as my gift to the king and practice long hours of writing new songs for to entertain the king."
"And I'll try to impress the king with my knowledge. I'll study hard and learn much so I can help in the kingdom."
"But I have nothing to give. My hand is clumsy with the knife, my fingers stiff with the brush. When I sing, the sound is worse. I can't read. I have no talent, so I have no gift."
The girl with no gift spent her time at the city gate watching people come and go. She earned pennies to buy food for her brothers and sister by grooming people's horses and feeding their animals. She was just a stable girl, but her heart was good. She knew everyone by name and always took the time to ask people about their travels, their family, and their work. The beggars and the rich were all the same to her. She cared about them all, just the way they were. But since the little girl thought she had no talent, she was afraid the king would be displeased with her. And so she set about the task of making a gift for him. She took a small knife and went to her brother, the carver. She asked him,
"Could you teach me to carve?"
"Sorry, I haven't time for you. The king is coming, you know."
The girl put away her knife and picked up a brush. She went to her sister, the artist. She found Lauren Hill painting a sunset on a canvas. She told her,
"You paint so beautifully."
"Thank you."
"Could you share a gift with me?"
"Not now. The king is coming, you know."
The girl with no gift then remembered another brother, the one with the song, and decided to ask him for help. When she arrived at her brother's house, she saw a crowd of people waiting to listen to her brother sing. She called,
"Brother, brother, I've come to listen and learn."
But her brother couldn't hear but the noise of the applause. With a heavy heart, the girl turned and walked away. Then she remembered another brother. She took a big book with big words and small letters and went to see him. She told him,
"I have nothing to offer the king. Could you teach me to read so I could show him my wisdom?"
The young scholar didn't speak, for he was lost in thought. So the child with no gifts spoke again.
"Could you help me? I have no gifts."
"Please go. I can't. You shouldn't prepare myself for the coming of the king."
And so the girl went sadly away. She had nothing to give, so she returned to her place at the city gate and took up the task of caring for the people and their animals. After some days, a man in merchant's clothes came to town. He asked the girl,
"Can you feed my donkey?"
The orphan jumped to her feet and looked into the face of the one who had traveled far. His skin was leathery from the sun, and his eyes were kind. She answered him, and she led his animal to the trough.
"That I can. Trust him to me. When you return, he will be groomed and fed. Tell me, have you come to stay?"
"For only a little while. I'm looking for someone. When I get back, we will visit more."
The man did return, quite soon.
"Did you find the ones you were seeking?"
"I found them, but they were too busy for me."
"What do you mean?"
"The first one I came to see was a woodsmith, rushing to complete a project. He told me to return tomorrow. Another was an artist, sitting on a hillside, but the people said she was not to be disturbed. The next was a musician. I sat with the others and listened to his music, but when I asked to talk to him, he said he had no time. The other one I saw has left. He has moved to the city to go to school."
The girl's eyes widened as she realized who this man was.
"But you don't look like a king."
"I try not to. Being a king can be lonely because people are strangely around me. They try to impress me with the great things they can do, and they bring me all their complaints.
But isn't that what a king is for?
Certainly, but there are times when I just want to be with my people. There are times when I want to talk to my people, to hear about the day, to laugh a bit, and to cry some too. There are times when I just want to be their father.
Is that why you adopted as children?
That's why. Adults think they must impress me. Children don't. They just want to talk to me because they know that I love them, just the way they are.
But my brothers and sister were too busy?
They were, but I'll come back and maybe they'll have more time another day.
Sir, what about me? I have no gift, but I would like to be your child.
Child, you gave the best gift of all. You gave your heart, your kindness, your time, and your love. Of course you'll be my child. I love you.
Just the way you are. As the deer pants for the water. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust when all men doubt you, but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise. If you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by names to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to, broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools.
If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss, if you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will which says to them, hold on.
If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you but not too much, if you can fill each unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and, which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
Raise the dead and buried.
let me sing till my journey is o'er. Let me sing till on earth I can praise thee no more. Till my soul clothed anew in thy likeness shall wake. Let me sing, or my full heart will break. Let me sing of the rock, the firm abiding rock, the blessed rifted rock of ages. Though the stormy billows roll, they can never reach my soul. I have anchored on the rock of ages.
Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?
Psalm 98:4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise, and rejoice, and sing praise.
Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.
Psalm 16:1. Preserve me, O God, friendly, do I put my trust.
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
I stand to praise you, but I fall to my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Like the fire in my soul,
critic.
Who stuffed that white owl?
No one spoke in the shop. The barber was busy, and he couldn't stop. The customers, waiting their turns, were all reading the Daily, the Herald, the Post, little heeding the young man who blurted out such a blunt question. Not one raised a head, or even made a suggestion, and the barber kept on shaving.
Don't you see, Mr. Brown?
Cried the youth with a frown.
How wrong the whole thing is, how preposterous each wing is, how flattened the head is, how jammed down the neck is. In short, the whole, what an ignorant wreck 'tis. I make no apology, I've learned alveology. I've passed days and nights in 100 collections, and cannot be blinded to any defections arising from unskillful fingers that fail to stuff a bird right from his beak to his tail. Mr. Brown, Mr. Brown, do take that bird down, or you'll soon be the laughingstock all over town.
And the barber kept on shaving.
I've studied owls and other night fowls, and I tell you what I know to be true. An owl cannot roost with his limbs so unloosed. No owl in this world ever had his claws curled, ever had his legs slanted, ever had his bill canted, ever had his neck screwed into that attitude. He can't do it, because 'tis against all bird laws. Anatomy teaches, ornithology preaches, an owl has a toe that can't turn out so. I made the white owl my study for years, and to see such a job almost moves me to tears. Mr. Brown, I'm amazed, you should be so gone crazed as to put up a bird in that posture absurd. To look at that owl really brings on a dizziness. The man who stuffed him don't half know his business.
And the barber kept on shaving.
Examine those eyes, I'm filled with surprise. Taxidermists should pass off on you such poor glass. So unnatural they seem, they'd make Audubon scream. And John Burroughs laugh to encounter such chaff. Do you take that bird down, have it stuffed again, Brown.
And the barber kept on shaving.
With some sawdust and bark, I can stuff in the dark. An owl better than that. I can make an old hat look more like an owl than that horrid fowl, stuck up there so stiff like a side of coarse leather. In fact, about him, there's not one natural feather.
Just then, with a wink and a sly normal lurch, the owl very gravely got down from his perch, walked around and regarded his fault-finding critic, who thought he was stuffed, with a glance analytic, and then fairly hooted, as if he should say,
"Your learning's at fault this time, anyway. Don't waste it again on a live bird, I pray. I'm an owl, you're another. Sir Critic, good day."
And the barber kept on shaving. My soul cries out in awesome wonder, viewing countless stars only God can number. How many million miles up to the nearest star? I feel so very small, how can I see so far? Almighty God, how great thou art, you have no ending, you have no start. I know by faith you're real, for your love I daily feel. Almighty God, I believe in you. My eyes look up to lofty mountains, and I drink from cool, refreshing fountains. I see the flowers bloom in time of early spring. All nature speaks your name, the God of everything. Almighty God, how great thou art, you have no ending, you start. I know by faith you're real, for your love I daily feel. Almighty God, I believe.
believe in you.
Outlook.
Forget each kindness that you do as soon as you have done it. Forget the praise that falls to you the moment you have won it. Forget the slander that you hear before you can repeat it. Forget each slight, each spite, each sneer, wherever you may need it. Remember every kindness done to you, whate'er it's measured. Remember praise by others won, and pass it on with pleasure. Remember every promise made, and keep it to the letter. Remember those who lend you aid, and be a grateful debtor.
Remember all the happiness that comes your way in living. Forget each worry and distress. Be hopeful and forgiving. Remember good, remember truth. Remember heaven's above you. And you will find through age and youth true joys and hearts to love you.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome here. 10 years ago, I was a scared first grader having my first end of the year program. Here I am, 10 years later, a scared 10th grader giving my graduation speech. I would like to thank all my teachers, Miss Deanna for teaching me how to read, Mr. Seth for all the funny puppet stories he told, Mrs. Myrna for stepping in at the last minute to teach, Mr. Connor for all the fun songs we mastered, Mr. Brett for making the start of last year go so well, Mr. Patrick for teaching us photography and computer coding, and Mr. Mike for teaching me for my last year. Thank you to the school board for all your behind-the-scenes work you did through the years. Thank you, fellow students, for all the fun we had, especially the volleyball games we had in the last few years. To all of you students, keep working hard, because before you know it, you'll be up here giving your graduation speech and be glad for what you learned in school. I wish you a good next year. I'm looking forward to putting what I learned to practice. I hope you will be blessed by the rest of our song today.
When you're all alone.
You can try to stay.